From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush signed into law today the biggest overhaul of Medicare since its inception nearly 40 years ago. For the first time, low-income elderly Americans will get a prescription drug benefit. But critics worry about the new law's price tag, $400 billion over 10 years. And Democrats say some of the rule changes will undermine the traditional Medicare program. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The president traveled a few short blocks from the White House to Constitution Hall to sign the measure amidst great fanfare. Mr. Bush stood on a stage in front of a banner that read, "Keeping Our Promise to Seniors." An array of seniors was positioned behind him. He told them they were witnessing the greatest advance for American seniors since the founding of Medicare.
With this law, we're giving older Americans better choices and more control over their health care, so they can receive the modern medical care they deserve.
The measure the president signed today will provide the drug benefit for low-income elderly starting in 2006. Next spring, recipients will be able to buy a card entitling them to a discount on many drugs. The measure also will open up Medicare, allowing private insurers to write policies under terms fixed by the federal government. Mr. Bush, calling Medicare a great achievement of a compassionate government and a basic trust, emphasized that seniors will be able to keep their current coverage if they so choose.
You're the one in charge. If you want to keep your Medicare the way it is, along with the new prescription benefit, that is your right. If you want improved benefits, maybe dental coverage or eyeglass coverage or managed care plans that reduce out-of-pocket costs, you'll be free to make those choices as well.
Critics on the right have expressed widespread dismay over the cost of the expanded Medicare program. As baby boomers begin to become eligible for Medicare benefits, the program will take ever larger chunks of the federal budget, and the reforms enacted today are only expected to make things worse. But the administration believes whatever long-term fiscal problems are being created will be overshadowed by the political gains. With his signature this morning, Mr. Bush became one of the few Republican presidents to oversee a significant expansion of a major social program. The president did take pains to thank the few Democrats among the lawmakers present at today's ceremony.
We overcame old partisan differences. We kept our promise and found a way to get the job done. This legislation is the achievement of members in both political parties. And this legislation is a victory for all of America's seniors.
But most Democrats in Congress voted against the Medicare overhaul, and today they continued their criticism of the measure. Nancy Pelosi of California is the House Democratic leader.
The bill that President Bush and the Republicans rammed through is an historic mistake. Today, the president signed a Trojan horse, a deceptive gift intended to win the Republicans' 40-year war against Medicare.
Democrats vow to introduce their own measure to correct what they see as the Medicare legislation's shortcomings, but Republicans from the president on down are ebullient, believing they have at long last wrested this key issue from Democrats. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The White House.